In Washington, the Senate voted 74-26 for a package that raises the government's borrowing limit by $2.4 trillion and cuts $917 billion in federal spending. The question is, how will agriculture fare in this? The new bill calls for 6 Democrats and 6 Republicans, the supercommittee, to make their recommendations by November the 23rd, with Congress voting on the package by December the 23rd. Congress won't be able to amend the proposal either, and the Senate approval will take 51 votes instead of the usual 60 needed to avoid a filibuster. If the panel deadlocks or Congress doesn't accept the recommendation, an array of cuts of $1.2 trillion could kick in. How agriculture will fare is in this process remains to be seen, but cuts in the main payment programs, such as direct payments, would be part of the second stage of budget cuts. Still, there is no expectation in Washington now that these programs will escape sharp cuts along with the bioenergy blending credits. The commodity program cutbacks likely will be assigned to the House and Senate Ag Committees for inclusion in the 2012 bill, while the support for biofuels likely will be allowed to expire at the end of the year. So nobody knows exactly what will be cut in the new agreement. One thing is for sure, they expect the next farm bill to be written next year, 2012, at the earliest, so it'll have a clear picture of what will be available for farm bill programs moving forward. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.